Hi there. Welcome back to the podcast. Last week, we talked about creating a page of things that you want to do in your day and a page of things that you're currently doing. We were comparing the two pages to figure out if you are at risk of overwhelm or if you're already there. So this week, we're going to talk about how you can fix overwhelm. The first thing we're going to dive deep into is making the things you hate take up less time. So the reality of working any job at all, even if you are literally sitting at home just being creative all day, making Etsy items, whatever, is that there is going to be something you hate about it. This is a reality of working for yourself as much as it's a reality of working a corporate job. There's going to be a piece that you're like, no one wants to do this. Why do I have to do it? This is the reality of working for yourself too. When you're an entrepreneur, you have to do everything, even if you're bad at it, even if you hate it, even if you would literally give your right pinky to have someone else do it for you, there are still going to be moments where you're like not having it at all. For me, this is email. You guys probably know that I hate me some email. It's so bad. So what was happening to me before I did this exercise we just did last week is I was checking email 2, 3, 4 times a day. It was haunting me. I hate email, but I felt like I had to check it. I felt so obligated. I felt so guilty when I wasn't in my inbox. It was pinging me on my phone. It would just felt like it was there all the time, but everything that was in my inbox felt like it was just pulling me away from the stuff that was actually important. For example, all the time I'd get questions about, how do I use the Etsy interface to do this? Or how do I do that? Or like, hey, will you do this for me? And it's like, if you're getting 50 or 100 of those requests a day, you can start to feel like you're completely buried under the world. And for any of you who are getting the same types of requests from your customer, can you customize this? Can you do that? I'd like to have this or not that. Or even getting a bunch of emails from various newsletters or software that you're using or anything that's going on that just feels like, wow, this is a lot happening to me at one time. You know what I'm talking about. So for the first 4 years of my business, I checked email way too much. And it was haunting me. It was getting to the point where it was burning me out on everything else that I loved. And this was around the time last week I told the story of if I won $10 million, my first thing would be to quit my job. And everybody was like, oh my God, that's not a job you want. This was around that time. And I think one of the reasons I said that was because email was haunting me. I was literally my biggest dream come true would be to run a business where there was no requirement to use email at all. I'm talking zero emails a day. The team doesn't communicate through emails. No one communicates with me through email for any reason at all whatsoever. That was my dream. I was like, I have to figure out how to make this business. And that's exactly why I was feeling so just kind of like, ugh, I don't want to do this anymore. Think about being bombarded with the same types of emails 50 times a day for 4 years, and you have to keep answering them. What do you do with yourself? Oh my God, it feels horrible. So I started to realize this is something I hate. This is something that drains the best part of my brain out of me. So with what we do in terms of like creating our own business and creating our own livelihood, you have to kind of think of yourself as an athlete. But instead of using your body to move your career forward, you're using your brain to move your career forward.
Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Hey, think with fly thing.
So the most important thing that you could possibly preserve to make sure that your business moves forward is your brain. So if you're finding things that are just bugging you or that make you annoyed or that put your brain under undue pressure, getting rid of them can make a huge difference for the business. And that's what I decided to do with email. So I realized that a lot of people in my industry were paying people to check their email for them or finding ways to get around email by doing other methods of support. So I went looking for that, and it took me about a year to kind of perfect the process. But now I have a person who checks all of my email, all 6 email addresses that we use for the business. I have actually 2 people who actively check all those emails for me. And if I don't want to respond to anyone or deal with anything, I don't have to. They literally are capable of doing everything for me, deleting messages, sending people to the right resource. Like, I don't have to do anything. I haven't checked email. It's Saturday right now when I'm recording this, guys. That's how much I love you. Yay, Saturday. I have not checked email in like a week. It's been at least a week. So it feels so much better. My brain has so much room to think of new ideas and try new things and have fun. Not to mention, like, I don't have to do that thing I hate every single day 4 times a day. Now, if you're like me and email is a problem, well, don't worry. You don't have to hire somebody to fix it. There were a lot of things I did that really helped me out in the beginning. There are really cool tools like Inbox Pause, where you can actually set your email to only deliver to you once or twice a day during a certain period of time. So for me, I knew that my brain was tired at the end of the day and I could kind of deal with emails and just get it over with and be done. So I would schedule all my emails to come through between 4 and 5 p.m. And that's the only time of the day that I would check it. And that was great because even if I logged in to check my email, like on autopilot, other times of the day, there'd be nothing there for me to do. So I could just feel light and airy and go back to work. So that was a great way that I used self-control to get myself under control. And I really like this because I think a lot of sellers have the same problem with Etsy combos. They're like, I feel like I have to answer my customer immediately. And yes, Etsy likes it when you do that. But if it's stressing you out and causing you pain and making your life harder and making you not want to do what you love, then it doesn't matter what Etsy likes. It matters what you need. So stop doing these things that are torturing yourself. Set yourself up to answer Etsy convos first thing in the morning after you do your morning routine. You come first. The business is not worth more than you are. You made this business, so you have to come first. So every morning, I'll hang out with the cats for about 30 minutes. I'll do my meditation. I kind of have a beauty routine where I'll wash my face and do my hair and whatever I need. If I want to shower that morning instead of after the gym, I can do it that way. So whatever I need to do, I spend the morning doing that just to show my brain that I am the priority. Then you can jump into something like Etsy Convos. And what you should do, honestly, set a timer. Give yourself 30 minutes to answer everything. And once that 30 minutes is up, you don't come back again until the next day. You'd be surprised how much you can do in 30 minutes. And here's the thing. You can now set an autoresponder on Etsy's free plan. So once you're done with your 30 minutes, you can put up an autoresponder that says something really nice like, hey, we're packing and fulfilling orders right now. If you leave us a message, we'll get back to you. These are the hours that we answer convos every single day, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. EST. See you tomorrow. And then all that good stuff, like people get that autoresponse. They're like, okay, they're going to answer me. You don't have to worry about it. And it can take that burden off of you. So when it comes to getting through your day-to-day tasks, this is not like college or high school where you're trying to rush through it, write a paper, you know, overnight, the night before it's due, get it done and turn it in as fast as possible. Your life and your business is not that. This is a hamster wheel. Hopefully, it's going to keep you going and support you for years to come. So don't treat it like something you're trying to rush through and get done really fast, because you're just going to have to do it over and over and over again. Don't rush yourself. Treat it more like a marathon. Do one thing per day that you really want to accomplish and put everything else into smaller time frames. Make the things you hate take up less time. If you can take out the things you hate entirely, then do it. Seriously, I'm not kidding. So many people are like, well, my business will go under. We stopped doing Instagram a year ago. Last time we posted was October 2018. It did not hurt our business at all. It didn't do anything. Like, it did literally nothing. You can drop the things that you hate and it's all going to be okay. So next week, we're going to dive into Fixing Overwhelm Part 2, and we're going to talk about recreating your schedule that's specifically designed to keep your brain happy. Okay, so we're going to go even deeper into this conversation. Thanks so much for listening. I hope this helps you to feel a little bit less overwhelmed on the horizon, and I can't wait to chat with you next week. Bye.